The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Jonathan Healy in for Pat Kenny. I've just been reminded actually by the tweet that the team just put up there of how horrifically sexist the logo for Paris 2024 is. It's supposed to be a flame in gold, but it's actually kind of a woman's bob with lipstick. Anyway, we'll park that because that's not the reason we're talking about the Paris 2024 Olympics, because preparations well underway. Athletes all over the world have been training for years in the hope of shaving a millisecond or two off their time, or are doing something extra that might get them onto the podium. We have to look at how Team Ireland are getting on in the lead up to the games, but also other options that people may have to go to Paris without doing much training. The chef de mission for Paris 2024 is Gavin Noble. Gavin, how are you?
Great, Jonathan. Really thanks for inviting me on.
So tell me a little bit about your role with Team Ireland. What is your responsibility?
It's a very good question. my title is chef de mission, and that's sort of I'm pretty much lead all aspects of planning towards the games, both performance and experience. So an important job, sort of sometimes a pressurized job, but at Olympic level, that the pressure is a real privilege.
So you are responsible for kind of, I'm presuming at this point, making sure that there is accommodation for everybody, that anyone who's traveling over knows how to get there, that we have got people who are training in the right areas, all of that kind of work. So even though we're a good distance out from Paris 2024, the heavy lifting starts now.
Well, in fact, we've actually started planning for Paris back in 2018, believe it or not. And this year, we'll already begin, plans for LA. So, you know, it's the biggest event in the world. It brings together the most athletes at any one given time. So it's a huge event, a huge undertaking. And my colleagues and I at the OFI, we're always on in that sense, planning for the next games and planning indeed for a couple of games ahead at any one point in time.
So let's talk about the lazy bit first, which is the bit that I could do. I'm not going to be, and this may come as a terrible shock to you, Gavin, I'm not going to qualify in any particular sport except armchair. But there is an opportunity for people to go with Team Ireland, even if they're not athletes.
Indeed, and just yesterday, we sort of launched a sort of small campaign or a communication to look for two volunteers, so one male and one female to be part of our team. And every games in Paris is no different. They're on a search for a sort of a volunteer base, and at the moment they're looking for 45,000 volunteers. And if you sort of think about it, you know, when you're bringing together 15,000 athletes, you know, even just 20,000 accredited media and millions of fans, you need that volunteer base to make it a success. What we have at this moment in time is a real unique opportunity for us in Team Ireland to be able to pre-select, you know, and put forward to Paris 2024 one male and one female to be directly assigned to us from that volunteer pool. And that's what we're doing at the moment in terms of looking for who that's going to be. So sort of it's really great for us. And it's quite logical, if you think about it, for us to be able to select that person or those two people rather than, you know, arriving at the Olympic Village and sort of being assigned people. So that's what we're doing at the moment. We're looking for one male, one female. From my point of view, I'd love for that person to be, you know, have a direct link to Ireland, to Team Ireland, perhaps. The only prerequisite, of course, is that they do have a firm grasp of French. The training will be done primarily at the beginning by the French, by Paris 2024. And then as we get closer to the games time, I'm sure there'll be an induction into Team Ireland. So it's a really unique opportunity for two people. And it doesn't mean that if you apply for that role, you can't still be a volunteer. There's, you know, as I said before, they're looking for 45,000 people. But at this present time, we just have the opportunity to present to Paris one male and one female to be part of our team in the Olympic Village, with me, with my team, supporting our athletes and teams across a range of areas.
So they sound like fixers, somebody who you can turn to say, look, there's a problem over there now with Johnny broke the bed last night. We won't ask how he broke the bed, but it needs to be fixed. Is it that kind of thing?
Well, hopefully in Paris, there'll be no more cardboard beds as there was in Tokyo. But
very robust cardboard beds, if I remember rightly.
They were, and Reese McClellan had a good video online there of how it can't be broken. They're an essential part, and they're a real part of the team. And you can imagine, you know, on a day-to-day games operations, in games, there's 100 million things going on, and sometimes you need it's all hands on deck. You know, the org chart sometimes goes out the window in certain instances, and you just need people to do things. And although, like, I have a brilliant team and really experienced team, someone who can provide linguistic support, of course, is really vital. Sometimes you get yourself you get yourself in a situation where it's you need the local language. And although most of the team will have a basic French to a level, having someone who can communicate in French if they have to go off by themselves to do something in the center of Paris, the ability to speak French just makes that role a lot easier. And we're looking for efficiencies, of course, at that sort of in the heat at the moment, across the board at all times.
We are looking forward to the games to see how well we do and whether we'll bring home medals. And obviously we brought home medals the last time. Any particular sport that you've your eye on that we are hoping to do well without putting pressure unduly on the athletes?
Yeah, well, it's a difficult one. And I think at the moment Olympic sports are on a real high. You know, I don't need even to mention our rowers or our boxers. Our show jumpers have actually already qualified their spot, and it's amazing that they've done so far out. You know, Reese McLennigan in gymnastics had a really medal win in the year. There's always a real depth of exciting talent coming through from athletics. And even most recently, you know, people will have their eyes on in the pool with an athlete like Daniel Whiffen, who's just recently elevated himself into sort of a world medal bracket. So we have a medal target, of course. We have a target with the team in terms of how many finalists we want to go. We always need to progress. If you're not progressing, you're standing still, you know. But yeah, it's a really exciting time for Olympic sport. There's 500 days to go, so there's still time for improvement. But I'm pretty confident that we'll go there and we'll definitely make the nation proud.
Okay, if you have an inkling to get to the games without actually being an athlete, how do you apply for one of those special positions, those volunteer posts?
It's very simple. All the information at the moment, and it's been up since the other day, is on olympics.ie, and you just search them even on our social channels. There's a application form. It's very simple. And even then, if you're not one of the two people we select, there's still an opportunity for volunteers across a range of areas, from medical to people who are able to just offer advice, for people like check-in and logistics. And that opens in March. And again, okay, we'll communicate that in a broader sense come the time. Right. But again, you know, you have to be in it to win it. And I really encourage everyone, especially if you have any links to France, to Team Ireland, with a grasp of French. It can be basic, but, you know, the training will be done in French. So having a fluency is an advantage.
You haven't heard how bad my French is, but I still apply. Team Ireland, chef de mission for Paris 2024, Gavin Noble. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.